DirtChecks.com.
And we're going to hold hands like we used to. We're going to talk it over, talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm big and strong.
You know that we know. Hey, Robert. That machine, that machine that was doing that wobbling, the machine that was doing the hustle, get rid of it, will you? All right, it's good. Give it a shot, will you? That's it, boy. 12, that axe looks good, isn't it? 12:52 right now on 66 WNBC, here with your cousin Brucey. I'm going to talk to you right now about what we're going to do tonight. Tonight, cousin Bruce is going out to the new, brand new, exciting Ziegfeld Disco. Now, this disco is very unlike any other disco. It's an adult disco. Not for kids. Got to be at least 23 years old. I just made it. Last year, once you're inside, you're going to be surrounded by a fantastic sound system, by true Art Deco, an atmosphere of the 20s, 30s, 40s. You feel as though you're in an Art Deco living room. The Ziegfeld Disco opens tonight, September the 5th, with the fantastic, satiny smooth stylings of the Stylistics. Tonight live, September 5th, and tomorrow they'll be there too. Now, tonight, your cousin Bruce will be appearing as your host and MC, and carrying on for you. We'll do some contests, we'll have some fun. I'll be there tonight only. Now, there will be two shows tonight and tomorrow, one at 11 o'clock and one at 1 o'clock. Only $8.50 per person. The Ziegfeld Disco opens tonight. The big premiere, the big night, the social event we've been waiting for, September the 5th. Ziegfeld's is on Sunrise Highway in Babylon, New York. Easy to get to. Call the Ziegfeld now for directions and ask them if there's any room. That's what it boils down to. You think? I don't want you coming out there and be turned away. That's not funny to me. I never liked that. Area code is 516-420-8630. The response to these announcements has been so overwhelming that I do not know, literally, if there's any room left. But tonight, 516-420-8630 right now. The Ziegfeld. Tonight, the Stylistics, your cousin Brucey host, and Man of Music, the nation's greatest disco organization. Tonight together, for the first time. The opening of Ziegfeld's. Call now, 516-420-8630.
The New York Sound.
I love Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Hey, kid.
WNBC.
What do you want to do tonight, kid? We'll go down and see Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I think they're playing downtown over there at the downtown. Sherry Baby, the sound of the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli. What a fantastic talent that is. Coming up shortly, another clue that can lead you to the great Dynamite Dotson duo. Elton John in the John.
Well, nothing to those eastern lights.
Elton John, someone saved my life tonight from that Captain Fantastic of the Dirty Brown Cowboy album. Ladies and gentlemen, you're with Cousin
Bruce. The New York Sound.
50,000 watts, clear channel. This is the flagship station of the National Broadcasting Company. WNBC, New York.
NBC Radio News, this is Steve Porter. The Labor Department says unemployment remained at 8.4% last month, although the number of workers finding new jobs increased. The failure of the unemployment figure to drop might lend some support to organized labor criticism that the administration is pursuing a high unemployment policy. Settled soon. You're listening to NBC News.
Hello, Lou Wood here with today's True Value Hardware Store News.
Right. This is a meadow in the morning with a unique double deodorant system in those green and white stripes.
For total news and information, it's News Center 97, WNWS FM.
Under the sound of Dion Dumucci here on 66 WNBC. Hello there, sir. How are you? Ladies and gentlemen, a very happy good afternoon to you. This is Cousin Brucey. I have another opportunity within minutes, to give one of my listeners, not IMUS's listeners, I don't think, they don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. I mean, you're all right if you listen to him. That's fine. But my listeners deserve it because we are the sweet and gentle, beautiful people. My son Bobby Berta with a V has much to learn. They don't deserve it either. But my audience, this city's audience, or I'm talking about Jersey, I'm talking about Staten Island, I'm talking about anywhere listening to me now, deserves those two cars. One of my listeners. And darn it, I'm going to get it to my listeners. So much more than a lumber's door. Channel. Hey, listen, it's the sale of the season, you know. It's Channel's fantastic fall preview sale, and it's bursting with new ideas and new products and new low prices. You're going to save on hundreds of things you want and you need for your home and family. Save on paneling and insulation, and save on kitchens and plumbing. Save on paint and wallpaper. Save on lumber and power tools. Save on lawnmowers and seeds. Save on seed and fertilizer. Save on hardware and housewares. Save on hundreds more. Rush in today for Channel's fantastic fall preview sale. Don't miss it. Channel, so much more than a lumber store. Channel. I'd give anything right now for a Kanish. Mr. Shotskin, where are you now that I need you? Huh? Hey, it's 1:14 right now on 66 WNVC Radio. It's 72 degrees, very, very nice out. Mostly sunny and mild this afternoon. They say you're becoming cloudy tonight and a chance of rain likely tomorrow. The outlook for Sunday, though, mostly sunny and pleasant. It's still summer. I mean, we still have some nice weather. It's getting a little cooler outside, but it's a lovely thing. In one moment, I'm going to tell you where you may call from, the area. Stand by for that. You could win.
The average American man is 5 feet 8 inches sits in. Volvo, the car for people who think.
All righty. I am now going to talk about what I love and what I ask Jody every single morning to cook for me. Now, in our freezer, I keep a batch of Jones Dairy Farm products. I'm to love their bacon. I love their link sausages. I like. Jody loves the, you know, the patty type thing. She likes it, the really hot ones. The Jones family has been making pork sausage with the same recipe for five generations. You dig that? Now, let's go back to 1838. When the Jones family first started making pork sausage for their neighbors back in Wisconsin. As its popularity spread, orders began to come in from such distant places as Chicago. It was so easy to get sausage in Chicago in that time. You put on a fast train. But there was still a problem. How do you get the product from the train station to the local Jones customers? Well, then as now, Brink's Armored Car Service had a reputation for swift, careful handling. So every day, a Brink's horse-drawn wagon would pick up the orders at the station for delivery. Shortly, Jones Sausage became one of the nation's first nationally advertised food brands. Today, of course, Jones Dairy Farm Sausage is delivered in refrigerated trucks. But the important thing that I want you to know about, which hasn't changed, is the recipe itself. Still calls for cuts of tender young pork, including loins, hams, and shoulders, and their spices and preservatives. Nothing artificial. Everything is absolutely natural. May I recommend it? Our family uses it. Jody and I love it. Jones Sausage is being featured this week at Pathmark.
The New York Sound.
Okay, like I promised you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm now going to take the 10th caller to call me at area code 212-246-1212 from anywhere upstate New York. Anywhere upstate New York. That's Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Sullivan, Orange, all those counties. All right, and I'll give you a chance to win the WNBC Dynamite Dotson Duo. Good luck to you.
Cousin Ruthie.
How sweet.
Back a little bit when the world was young and fairly unpolluted. D. Clark.
Well, one day, baby, you'll be set. Just keep
it and see what happens. Cousin Brucey. That cute one on 64. That's from that Sgt. Pepper album. That was the album, I think. It's my opinion. 125 right now. 66 WNBC. You're listening to Cousin Breezy. I said I would accept the 10th caller from anywhere upstate New York. That can be Westchester, Putnam, Rockland, Orange, Sullivan. What are the other ones? Albany County, right? There's a whole bunch of counties. Hudson County. Anyway, any county upstate. Upstate New York. Now, upstate New York is anywhere north of, north. It's up there. And you stand by. We're going to take that 10th caller in a moment.
At
Masters, we've got kids too. And wouldn't it save you a lot of money and the kids a lot of grief? And if you ever have a problem, we'll make it right or give you your money back. Because at Masters, we don't just want to sell you something, we want you to come back.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you come to Master's second back-to-school sale, you know. They've got 200 cheap filler papers, just 54 cents. Mr. Coffee 1, 10-cup brewers, just $27.88. Prestone 2, winter and summer antifreeze, only $3.99 a gallon. And a lot more, too. At Master's, they want you to come back. Let's go over to WNBC News right now. Something has gone on.
This is Sam Holt in the WNBC newsroom, and from Sacramento, California, a young woman pointed a gun at President Ford in a street crowd today. She was rustled down by security men, taken into custody. The president was not hurt. He was walking to the nearby state capitol when the incident occurred. He continued on his way. He was not injured in any way. A witness to the incident said that a Secret Service agent had observed the gun and grabbed the woman's hand, raising it into the air. Agents and police at the scene quickly surrounded and subdued the woman, handcuffing her and taking her into custody. She reportedly shouted, "It didn't go off, it didn't go off," as she was rushed away. Policeman at the scene said the woman had an automatic weapon and he believed it was loaded. It has not been determined whether it was or not. An agent held the gun as the woman was subdued and people in the crowd stood back. But President Ford, who was in Sacramento at the time, was not injured in any way, and he continued on his way to the state capitol in Sacramento. Further details on the news upcoming.
WNBC, first to inform, first to serve, first to care.
WNBC.
Quite a shocking little balloon we just had. We'll have some more details on WNBC Radio News in a few moments. But evidently, what Sam Hall just said, everything's all right. Somebody pulled a weapon on our president. It seems like they suppressed the person. We'll find out more. WNBC.
It's 1:30. Good afternoon. I'm Sam Hall. And in the news from Sacramento, California, a young woman was wrestled down by security men and taken into custody today after she pointed a gun at President Ford in a street crowd in Sacramento. The gun did not go off. The president, who was walking to the nearby state capitol, was not hurt in the incident and continued on his way. The woman was arrested. A witness to the incident said a Secret Service agent saw the gun, grabbed the woman's hand, and raised it aloft. New York City's fiscal lifeboat won't be launched.
Aircheck.com.